Now, too often, we think our suffering keeps us from loving. We think, oh, I've got all these things going on in my life, and I've got this situation, that situation. Man, if I didn't have all this going on, I could really love people. That is not the way we are to see the world. If we see the world in light of eternity, then we understand that our suffering is a part of the purpose of God to powerfully show our love. Why would we think that our suffering should make us focus on ourselves and keep us from focusing on others and loving others when the one that we follow is Jesus? The very core of our faith is His love in the midst of the ultimate suffering. Hear me. Love is not an accessory to our faith. It's not something we do when we have time. It's not something that we do in the comfort moments of our life. Love is what incites us to live in the world, or at least it should. Because we know that our suffering and what we are going through doesn't change the fact that we are united by faith to the one who came from God, was crucified and raised from the dead and went back to God, and promises that all who are in Him will go to God forever also. So everything in between is a footnote on those larger categories. It's not just Jesus who should see the world in light of this holy knowing. It's us, His followers. I've known people who have given to the church who basically only give out of their disposable income. That's the way a lot of us think about love. I will love with my disposable time. I mean, when things are really hard, I have to think about me. But Jesus is thinking about you in the midst of His most extreme suffering. You're suffering, you're going through difficulty. Well, don't fixate on it. Love and serve Jesus by loving and serving others in His name.